Thank you for taking the ride on the Freedom Train Podcast series. I'm your host, Joseph Ward, and shout out to my brother Patrick. He's under the weather, but you know he ride with me in spirit. Remember, the Freedom Train is brought to you by PAX Inc. That's PACTSINC. And PAX Inc. is a black development organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with the traits of hard work, honesty, and integrity. For more information about PAX Inc., what they do, what they bring to the table, the resources they have, and how you can possibly become a member of PAX Inc., remember to visit the website at www.pactsinc.org. And while you're online, make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com to learn more about myself, Patrick, learn more about the Enigma Self Hour and all of the podcasts that we have coming and what we have going on right now. So remember that website is www.freedomtrainradio.com. Remember, you can support Patrick's show, Lessons from the Screen, on Patreon at patreon.com/LFTS, Lessons from the Screen. So you can also support The Fix, my sports podcast, The Fix Sports Podcast, on Patreon at patreon.com/The Fix. Now, today on this show, we have a gentleman that I've had the pleasure of having several conversations with. I've had the pleasure of kind of watching him work, see some of the things that he's done, done my research on his brother. He's a very, very, very cool brother. He is business-minded. He's focused. He's an educator, a motivational speaker, an entrepreneur. He's an author. He's an outside-the-box thinker. He is a strategist. He is a man that can help you help yourself. He has multiple skill sets, and he has multiple ways that he can take an individual or take an organization and help them become the next great thing. So I want you all to go ahead and make sure you pull out your pen and your pad, pull up a seat, get everything ready, get your drinks, go ahead and use the bathroom, do whatever you need to do so you can tune in and get this great information of this brother that I'm bringing to you, my brother, Mr. Francely Morse. Go ahead and put your hands together and welcome him properly. How you doing today, my brother?
Good. Happy to be on the show. How are you?
Man, I am excellent. I'm excited. Like I was saying in the intro, man, my hat goes off to you, man. You've been doing a lot of great things here in the community. I see you. You're a great support of the different events and the different organizations that are here in this Tallahassee community. And I wanted to make sure that we extend our platform to you and what you do so we can learn more about you and be able to support you and, you know, be able to build together in the future.
I truly appreciate it. One of my favorite quotes that I love to share with people is that I'm always working on doing greater. So
yes,
to do that, we need to do it together. You know,
yes,
we can
sir.
Do a lot more when we work in tangent with each other.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We need more of in our community.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. For sure.
So I love the intro, man.
I love the intro. I wanted to tell you that, too.
I appreciate it. I try my best to make sure I build you all up because my thing is you don't have to be here. You can be doing anything and anywhere. So I want to make sure that you understand that we truly do appreciate you and respect your time.
Definitely.
So let's get into this interview. Because I know I gave a little bit about what you do, but can you tell us who you are? You know, give us a little background information and what helped you become the all-around man that you are today.
All right. Again, my name is Francis Moise, owner of the W Initiative, which is a human potential development company. The W and the W Initiative stems from the word doubler ver, or the letter double ver, translated in from French, means double V.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, my company focuses on helping people achieve their personal victories as well as their professional victories. When you have both Vs, then you get the win. Essentially, I'm looking to help people achieve their balance win, whether it's my students from the high school, actually from elementary, middle, high school, college, into their careers. So different corporations, whatever it takes to help our people move into a greater direction, and it's what my business is about.
Now, that's amazing.
What got me to this place, man?
Yeah.
It's been a traveling. let's just put it this way: there's a lot of twists and turns in the journey of Mr. Moise. I came to Tallahassee to attend Florida A&M University. My major was health science, pre-physical therapy. Within that journey, I had to make a turn. I graduated, getting ready to go into the physical therapy program. But at the time, FAMU wasn't ready to turn that into a doctoral program.
Okay.
So throughout my tenure as a student at FAMU, I was always in education. So I was always working with students, always working within the school systems. I was a substitute teacher, then finally became a teacher. Then became a after-school coordinator. And then from there, I went on and got my master's degree. Since FAMU wasn't ready for the doctoral program, I said, let me just get my master's degree in educational leadership, concentration, and administration.
Okay.
And then that just leaped into a deeper dive into the educational world. Throughout it all, I pushed the W initiative, but the real catalyst was the Chess for Life, Life for Chess book.
Okay.
When I wrote that, that almost pushed me into helping people achieve their personal and professional victory using thought-provoking activities to get to that level.
Okay, okay. And I'm glad you touched on that, because we're gonna come back to that, the thought-provoking activities in your book. We're going to come back to that. But for right now, kind of with the educational and within the educational realm, so you have 15 years of experience as an educator, and it's listening to you explain how you got into the educational realm. Like, what has been the most rewarding part of being an educator so far?
You know, just watching my students develop. You know, I've been here for so in the educational journey for so long. It's great walking into like or Publix or just any store, and my students will run up to me. Hey, right. Mr. Moise, you remember me? And I'm like, yeah, I remember you. You know, though, and it's usually the kid who probably gave me the most headache,
right. Right.
You know, that will run up to me and we'll catch up that way. And then they'll tell me all of the great things that they were doing or that they are doing. To me, that brings me a lot of joy. Watching my kids achieve their personal victories, their professional victories, there's something special about that. When knowing that this person has set a goal and then they've reached that goal.
Right.
That's my favorite part of the educational personal development experience. It's like watching a person who's working out and trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you see those pictures, that before and after.
Yep.
It's really that it's like a shock seeing that this person was able to go from this level to the next level.
Right. Yeah, and it's extra rewarding because you know that these lessons, this information is going to help this child, this person, be able to advance further in life than they wouldn't if they didn't have these skill sets or this information that you was able to give them.
Exactly. Yeah. So I love what I do because I know I'm adding value to the current school system. mm-hmm. and adding value to the students themselves specifically.
Okay.
I've added workshops for parents. I think that was another turning point in the W Initiative's experience. So now we're trying to help as many people achieve their goals, whether they're parents, whether they're teachers, whether they're administrators, you know, whatever we can do to put our kids in the best position to win is what we're about.
Now, that's amazing. That's exactly what we like to talk about on here. But for me as an individual, when I'm within my community, it's about putting people in positions to win. So, all right. So you're an educator. Like, you know, you have many skill sets. Education is one, but also motivational speaking. And, you know, there are a lot of people who are motivational speakers. There are a lot of people who think they're motivational speakers.
That's right.
You know, because a lot of people, they think that, you know, because you can go live now that you're a motivational speaker. But,
right.
In your opinion, why is motivational speaking a useful tool for audiences?
Well, number one, I think the use of the internet has set up this sense of everybody's a guru.
Right.
But I do like the fact that everybody has a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what the motivation is about, sharing that story. And hopefully somebody who hears that story listens and takes note and hears that testimony, and then they transform and get into what they're trying to do, i.e. they start to go out and achieve their goals. Or they at least for me, it's at least they start. They start somewhere, and it might be from the word that they hear on Facebook. It might be from a seminar. It might be from a workshop. So to me, motivational speaking is essentially the catalyst.
Right.
It's still up to the individual to push themselves to the next level, but at least
right.
you have something to start at, a spark. So
right.
the word could come from several places. As long as you're out there looking and listening, then hopefully you'll hear it, and then you'll move.
Right. Now what I like about you, especially like when I really did my research, did my research like I was supposed to, and look at this, everything that you do, because
right.
you know sometimes people just be talking, but you have to really dig deep and be able to get the full picture, and
right.
that really helped me because there are a lot of people who are motivational speakers. But you not only are a motivational speaker, you actually have information, skills, and different things, and tangible things that you can provide people that can not only that can help them go past that spark.
Exactly.
And so
that's to me what separates me from most
right.
other speakers. Exactly.
Right. So like, brag on you a bit. So some of your skills, you know, you have specialty services, career development, critical thinking, strategic thinking. Those are some of the things that you can provide amongst a plethora of other skill sets that you help people gain. So explain to people why these skill sets are critical for people to gain in addition to having that motivational spark.
One of the things I do is, beyond just speaking, is getting people to actually touch and feel what they're trying to do. So
mm-hmm.
my sessions are interactive. You're going to
okay.
do something to get you past the hype. So you heard the word and now you hyped up. Okay, now we're going to do something to get you to continue even long after Mr. Moise is gone or long after you heard my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to continue to move forward. So my workshops are not only thought-provoking, but they're engaging. So you're going
right.
to do some type of activity to get you to say, yeah, this is what I need to do, and this is why I need to do it right now. You have a lot of speakers who just give a good word, but like you said, after the word is done, it's like a Sunday service. You heard it on Sunday. After Sunday, not Sunday evening. Sunday, when you get in your car, you already forgot what the message was.
Right.
So essentially, I want to go beyond the message and get people engaged in their goals and their dreams.
Yes. And that's what I truly appreciate from you and the WA Initiative. It's a realistic way to really help people help themselves. And I'm glad you did hit on that point, too, getting people right. to understand we're helping you help yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And at the end of the day, when you help yourself, you help our community, too. You help me in the long run. So, you know, the more of us that are successful, the more we can go and help other people to be successful, too.
Exactly. So the skill sets that you provide, the information that you provide, how did you come about even being knowledgeable of these specific skill sets or your way of teaching? Like, how did you come about getting that information? Like, because you know, some this stuff that's just don't grow on trees. So you have to put yourself in specific situations and things. So what did you do to be able to get this information and then get it to a point to where you're comfortable enough to give it to others?
Man, let me say, first off, I told you I was a graduate from Florida A&M University. My last class, my senior class, never forget, was my last class getting ready to graduate. My teacher at the time told us as we were getting to move on, he said, you know, you're going to get your degree. But I want you to know that your learning doesn't stop here.
Mm-hmm.
And that word really penetrated me because from that point, I realized that I need to be a lifelong learner. It doesn't really stop. So the Chess for Life and many of the sessions that I work on, it's either I'm researching or I'm pulling from my past experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always reading something or reviewing something and gaining more knowledge so that I can share it in a unique way. So essentially, it never really stops for me. I'm always, even when I'm doing a workshop, I'm actually learning at the same time so that I can better myself. And as I told you before earlier, I'm always working on doing greater.
Right.
And then, and even if today was my greatest day, if this interview was the best interview I've ever given, the next interview will be better.
Exactly.
So every experience helps me to build on the next experience.
Right.
This is not a, you know, some people think of success as one or an overnight thing. I have a quote that I use with my students. I say, you don't have to wait to be great, but greatness comes in time. So it took me some time to get to this point, but I started early, and I never stopped. So I'm always pushing, and I'm thankful because I have other people in my corner who push me when I'm tired of pushing myself.
Exactly. That's important.
So that's another one. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Because, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy, as my old folks say, it's not easy in these streets.
Right.
It's not easy in these streets.
What you're doing is so critical because I know for myself, when I really realized what type of world and what type of people I'm around, I was glad that I had a support system that helped me develop life skills and other business skills and technical skills to be able to survive out here because it's like you said, it really is rough out here in these streets.
Oh, it is. It really is. My father told me when I was younger that growing up, as you continue to mature, it's going to be harder for you than it was for me. So recently, my sister had two twin baby boys, so now I'm Uncle Moise. Uncle Franz. And I realized how much diapers cost and how much daycare and babysitting costs. It adds up fast.
It does. Yeah. But see, that's why my hat goes off to people who do have children, multiple children, whether you low income, middle class, rich or whatever, children cost.
Oh, yeah. And that's why it's important to get them right, because it costs so much when we lose a child.
Right.
It costs right. so much, you know. So
right.
that's, what, again, another reason why I love what I do, because the price is priceless. The price is priceless.
I get you.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Chess for Life is the book that you authored. Can you kind of go into detail of what the book is about, and why did you choose to use the concept of chess to try to teach these other lessons?
Okay, so at the time, just to give you some perspective, I was working at NIMS Middle School as the after-school coordinator. And I was working on my master's degree. Yes,
right.
Middle school. I was working on my master's degree, and I had some challenging students.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, when I was in high school, I learned how to play chess. Shout out to Mr. Dreesen, my English teacher, taught us how to play.
Okay.
And in that process, I said, you know what? I can teach them some life skills that they would need in order to be successful.
Right.
One of them being purpose. Because I felt a lot of my students were coming to school, but they did not have a purpose behind being there. It's
right.
almost like grandma told me to come, so I'm going to come. You know? Mama told me to come, so I'm going to come, but I'm not coming for myself.
Right.
So I wanted them to, again, practically feel the game and practically understand that we're playing to win. So I used chess and found that my problem kids became some of my best kids.
Mm-hmm.
Parents were coming in and trying to figure out, Mr. Moyes, what have you been doing? You know, and I just used chess. It wasn't until I got deeper into my master's program that I wrote a paper about it, and my teacher said, yeah, you got something here, and you need to continue to develop it.
Okay.
So from that point, I went on ahead and wrote the book, and then I put the curriculum together and realized that not only this will work well with my students, this will also work well with one-on-one and personal development, as well as working well in the corporate setting. So I've worked
mm-hmm.
with a number of organizations. I worked with the city in helping them understand leadership, team building, time management, diversity, all lessons that can be learned through chess. The
okay.
benefit that I've learned throughout the years is that the students, no matter young or old, learn from the lesson, but they also want to learn to play the game.
Right.
So they had it was a win-win situation. Win-win situation. So Chess for Life was really, again, developed through experiences and almost a need. I saw that there was
okay.
a need for it, so then I continued to develop it. And as you know, I'm still using it today.
Okay. Right. Exactly. Now, my dad taught me how to play chess. He taught my brother and I how to play chess. So I understand what you're saying about the lessons that people can learn from chess, because we're talking about serious critical thinking.
Exactly.
And
there's some lessons that they learn without knowing
right.
that they're learning.
Right.
Critical
right.
thinking, decision making is another one. You're making decisions
right.
throughout the process.
And different types of decisions in different situations as well.
That's
sometimes
correct.
You have to think faster than other times.
That's correct. That is
right.
correct.
So I want to ask you this real quick that will help lead into this next question. Did you play any other sports, or did you play sports, periods?
Oh, yes. Now, that's the benefit of the W Initiative. Essentially,
okay.
chess was the first one. But I use a variety of thought-provoking activities to
okay.
engage my audience. I ran track. I played basketball. I played a little bit of football. I love soccer. So I was very athletic growing up and involved in a number of activities on campus.
Okay.
Sports and other, fun games, I've always been a fan of mine, even okay. down to having my first Nintendo. I know that ages right. me a little bit.
No, I'm with
but,
you.
but all those games, again, I felt they helped me to be who I am today.
Right. No, I'm with you. So with that being said, because that was perfect, so with that being said, out of all of the sports that you did play and the lessons that you learned from these sports, and you do infuse those into what you do, but as far as like for your book and initially, you know, the with the title Chess for Life, Life of Chess, what stood out to you about chess over the other sports that do teach lessons that you felt, all right, this is the one that could best help deliver these lessons or deliver these messages?
You know, I really love to play basketball. Love watching mm-hmm. it, love playing it, was very engaged in it. It was one of the tools that I used while working with my students to get them involved in learning how to work together as a team. Mm-hmm. Chess was a little different because regardless right. of your athletic ability, you can play.
Okay.
Regardless of your background, regardless of your strength,
you can play.
As long as you know the fundamental details of the game, you can play the game. Rain or shine, we can play. And now I'm right. even playing people on my on an app, so playing people all around the world and engaging with them. Right. So that's why I like the board game of or the concept of chess, because mm-hmm. no matter the season, I can engage my students and get them to understand what they need to do to be successful.
Okay. It makes sense, but I just want to you know, hear it articulated, but it does make sense, because when I was coming up with the questions and I was sitting back and I was just thinking about chess, like, because when you talk about strategy and come from any background, like, this is no lie. I'm hanging out with some friends, and one of the friends, his uncle was an active crackhead, but he wasn't a dumb person.
Oh,
and
yeah.
he was a chess whiz.
Oh yeah.
This man beat me sober. I'm fresh off of work, sober minded. He beat me in one move, high off of crack rock.
Oh wow. Oh wow.
And it blew my mind.
That to me is, again, the beauty of the game. You never know who right. you're gonna play. It's the same thing right. in life. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know who's going to give you that word to change your life.
Right.
The one thing I share with my students, I should say a key thing I share with my students, is just that same lesson. Don't make it just about chess. It's a bigger game that we're playing. It's called life. So we right. got to use those strategies from other games, chess, basketball, soccer, tennis. We got to use those strategies so that we can live a life that's greater, live to our fullest potential. And we're yeah. not, you know, or as they used to call it, on skid row, playing right. for rocks. Now we're playing to win. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's a lesson that my dad, at the time had a moving business, and he's very much a people's person, people's man, a man for the people. So there's this mm-hmm. guy he helped. He said, "Hey, I'll give you the job for the day if you help us move." And my dad became good friends with the guy. He just started coming over more and more, helping my dad as much as possible. He also struggled with a drug addiction.
Okay.
But I never forget that he would give us life lessons, as you talked about, where you're learning all this information from. Even from this individual, I'm learning that he's sharing, is you don't want to be where I am today.
Okay.
You want to educate yourself. You want to stay in school. You want to keep pushing yourself. Now, he's struggling himself now.
Mm-hmm.
But he's telling us, don't make the same move that I made, because those moves didn't lead to success. You need
right.
a guy, he was telling my brother and I, you need to learn to make greater moves so that you can win. And you have all the pieces in order to do that. So
right.
the lessons
yeah.
come from everywhere, man. They come from
they
everywhere.
They do. And it's like, don't shun the message of the drunken master. And that's just how I say it to myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm definitely there with you. So we talked about it in segments earlier in this interview, but I kind of want to go deeper into the W initiative so people can fully understand. But I kind of want to ask this question in a different way, because the vision, it says the W initiative vision is to assist people and businesses around the world to reach their personal and professional victory in order to obtain a balanced win. And I love that. I really do love that. So now, with that being said, and understanding that you are helping individuals and organizations help themselves, you're giving them skills, you're giving them information. Now, there are other companies out there who are similar, and some might try to say they do the same things or whatever, but in your mind, from your perspective and everything that you've put into your business and the research that you've done, what sets the W Initiative apart from other businesses and organizations who deliver similar services?
One is the interaction. The interaction that I have with my clients is a little bit different than others. I believe first finding out what the issues are and then playing towards that and building essentially our relationship through time.
Right.
I think that strategy has helped me promote the W Initiative the most. Understanding the need and then figuring out how I can help the person. Once the person is helped, then the business follows.
Right.
So my objective is really human centric.
Mm-hmm.
Once we can get you on track, then everything else usually falls into place. Now we can tweak the business here and there, figure out what we need to do to enhance the quality, to enhance the setup, the services, but it always starts with the person.
Yes.
So that is what's helped me the most, and that to me is what separates what I do with what other people do. Some people come in and they really just focus on the product, or they focus on the distribute in the systems. I look at it from a holistic viewpoint. I think that has served me and has separated me from the rest.
That's essential. Now, and it reminded me of how I teach or when I was doing my HIV/AIDS trainings to train people to do testers. We do client-centered testing. And I like how you basically, because as I was thinking that, you said it, you know, it's focused on the person, because if like you say, if the person isn't taking care of, everything else will crumble.
Exactly.
So to aid in that, you have workshops, but one workshop that I'm looking at, because it's talking about personal development, is Stress in the Cup. So could you kind of expand on your Stress in the Cup workshop?
I love mm-hmm. that workshop, Stress in the Cup. Okay, so a little bit of background. I'm also a massage therapist. I licensed massage therapist. There is a difference.
Right, right.
I'm a licensed massage therapist, and while I was at FAMU, my brother and I decided to go to massage school. Shout out to the CORE Institute, one of the best schools in the country. And in doing so, it actually added value, again, to what the W Initiative provides. So Stress in the Cup is a workshop really geared towards helping people to understand how stress plays a large role in their success.
Okay.
If they're too stressful, they now have another opponent holding them back or pushing them from achieving that goal. So minimizing the stress and then focusing on the initiative or the goal is beneficial all the way around. So Stress in the Cup was developed based off of a need. I was working with a client, and the client was sharing with me all of the issues that they were having. And I said, well, in order for you to get to this level on your business side, we need to address the stress side, going back to that human-centric piece.
Right.
Once I did that, I realized, oh, this is a great workshop that we can develop to help a number of people. So I've actually done that workshop for parents at different schools, churches, daycare centers. That workshop has really grown over the years, but it all came back to working with that one person, helping them overcome and understand how stress was having a toll on the company's bottom line.
Okay. And you incorporate massage therapy into the Stress in the Cut workshop?
In a way, I do. I have another workshop that I use for couples, where I teach couples how to work on each other. But it's not too much about massage. It's actually more about communication. You have a lot of couples who don't communicate well. It could be couples who have been together for 2 months or 20 years or 50 years. That communication sometimes is lost through time or through experiences. So I teach couples how to communicate without using words through the power of touch. In the Stress in a Cup workshop, depending on the size, depending on the group, and depending on what the client needs, then I would incorporate the massage session. But that is actually its own entity. Something else that I love to do is intertwine all of my workshops into an a la carte type of workshop. So when I talk to my clients and figure out, well, what are you dealing with and what do you need? If there's one that I already have, then we can use that. If I need to create one from scratch, I can pull from other areas and create that as well.
That's amazing. So now I'm curious because communication through touch, like, can you kind of expand on that? Help me wrap my mind around the communication through the touch, because that's important, though.
It is. So massage is very powerful in itself. There are a lot of times where you might be hurting in certain areas, but you don't know it until somebody touches you.
Right.
And there are times where you might be hurting mentally, and you don't know it. You might be mad at your significant other for a certain reason. You don't know it, or you can't get past it. But once they touch you, then it all releases. So touch in itself has a very can be used in a very powerful way. So my goal is to use it in a positive way. So helping people understand how they can use that to help them grow together as a couple. So without the couples actually talking, they're learning some basic massage techniques that they can use to then open up the doors to how's your day going? Does that feel, you know, are you in pain here? How are you feeling right now? Those simple questions open up the door to some of the more complex questions that they may be struggling with.
That makes sense. Definitely makes sense.
The other thing that it does is that it brings the walls down.
Okay.
So if you had that wall up, you know, you're now calm and you're relaxed, and now you're able to communicate with the person that, you know, your significant other.
That
when
those
walls
are
up,
you have to
get it.
exactly. Like,
you know,
you're going to be, you know, you're in your silo when the walls are up. And then nothing else is happening.
Exactly. Once those walls are up, I forget. You're not going to share anything. You don't want to do anything. But when those walls come down, you know, that's when change can happen. And that's when the communication can happen. And that's where healing starts to happen.
Right. That is true. Because you not only let the walls down for the person that you're with, but you also let the walls down for yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. You're kind of getting into my stress in a cut workshop right now.
Now, but it sounds amazing, though. And that's kind of like, you know, why I wanted you to expand on it, because it sounds amazing. But it also goes back to the question I asked a couple questions ago, is what makes the W Initiative different from other organizations that offer personal development or who say they offer personal development? Because, no, as you said, no, New York, you truly are hands-on with what you do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, in so many ways. And sometimes it just takes a simple call. So for me, again, it's so human-centric that I have clients who still call me today. You know, our sessions are done. They've already paid out everything. But we still connect because I still want to make sure that they are achieving the goals that they set for themselves. And if they have some new ones, are they on track to achieving those goals as well.
Now, that's amazing, man. That's amazing. So I want to ask this question. This is off the beaten path, but I want to ask this. Let's say 20, 30 years, and you have a chance to look back on your career, your accomplishments, what you've done in your community and for your community, you know, for your people and just humanity as a whole. What type of impact would you like to leave as an individual, and also what type of impact would you like for the W Initiative to leave on this work?
And that's a huge question, because impact is huge. I think for me, at the end of the day, I want people to say that he fulfilled his purpose.
Okay.
He lived up to his full potential.
Okay.
And that's the same thing that I want from the W Initiative. You know, there are times when we think we've reached the highest mountain. I love this quote by Nelson Mandela. I use it all the time. We think we reached the highest mountain, and we only find that there are so many mountains that we can climb.
Exactly.
So many pieces, so many things that we can do. So for me, at the end of the day, I want people to say that he's climbed many mountains, and he continued to achieve many peaks and obtain the goals of many peaks. So, again, full potential would probably be the words I would use, not only for my personal life, but for my business life, and as well as for the community. At the end of the day, I want to be able to say that our community lived up to its full potential. We're not only looking at the past, but now look at the future. You know, through our ups and through our downs and through our good games and our bad games, we're still able to achieve greater heights.
Yeah, yeah. Like Les Brown say, live full, die empty.
Live full, die empty.
Yeah.
I love that. Yes, at the end of the day, man, I want people to say, Franz, he lived full. He lived full, and he gave his all.
There you go.
And as well as the W. And long after I'm gone, the W Initiative will continue to provide and have an impact on the world.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So with that being said, success, there are many different ways to define success, and I don't like to put it in a box. So for you, and I know you want to make sure you give it your all, but what does, in general, not just for you, but even for the clients and the students that you work with, what does success mean to you?
Success is achieving the purpose.
Okay.
It's like checkmate.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, for me, I'm going to share this with you how I would share it in my workshops, on my trainings.
Okay.
It's not about winning. It's not about losing. It's about learning.
Yes.
So to me, that is success. Win or lose, if I learned to become a better person, then I am successful. Because the next game I play, I should be better.
Mm-hmm.
So to break it down, if I lost 5 games and I learned from those 5 games, then I should be better on the 6th game.
There you go.
And vice versa. If I won five games, I should have learned some new things to help me win the next game.
Right.
But when we don't learn, we truly lose. We're truly lost. So
yes,
success for me is learning and constantly growing. If we can do that as individuals and as a community, collectively, man, we could do so much more. But we got to be willing to take the wins and the losses and then learn from it and then grow from it and not make the same mistakes.
Right, right.
Not make the same mistakes.
So for parents and even young people who would listen to this who have not had the opportunity to receive the blessings from the W Initiative, and they can listen to this. Because, I mean, that's what you're handing out, though. I just got to call it like it is, what you're handing out. What tips would you give to these future business leaders, these future professionals, these future community people, these future entrepreneurs? What tips would you give to them to help them achieve what they would define as success?
I gave some great quotes that I love to use. I want to repeat one of them. You don't have to wait to be great. But greatness comes in time. So the best time to start is right now.
Right.
So regardless of your age, your what's going on in your life, right now is the best time for you to start to get to where you want to be later. That to me is the quote. That is the quote that I love to use in just about every session. Because a lot of times we wait for the perfect opportunity or, you know, for somebody to set it up or for the money to be right or for the timing to be right. But if we can just start, even if it's just a small start, then we can be successful. It may not come tomorrow or right now, but if we keep at it and keep working towards it, sooner or later, we'll be where we need to be.
That is
so
true.
To all my entrepreneurs and, you know, people who want to make a difference in the world, start today. You don't have to wait till you get your degrees. You don't have to wait, you know, till you get into organizations. You can do what you do what you can do where you are at this moment.
Yep. Start with what you have. Trust me, that's how we had this podcast. We just started it. Didn't know what we was doing.
Yes, but I love
now
it.
Now we know.
And then look at that. Now you know, and you got better. I didn't know you had two podcasts, the sports one too.
Right, right.
Yeah. So you know, you constantly growing and constantly adding, and I love that. I love that.
Yes, I appreciate that. So down to our final question, and we like to ask this question to all our guests, you know, and kind of get the answer. We just love recording the answers, and sooner or later we're probably gonna do something with all the answers that we have. But
okay,
if you were the all powerful ruler of Black America, what would you change, and what would your message to the people be?
First off, I would tell them that they have the power too.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing with I guess people who feel that they are the all-powerful, that nobody else has the power. And in the Chess for Life program, actually, I share that we all have the power to be greater. So the first thing I would share to Black America, to the world, literally, is that you have the power to do whatever it is you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to use that power wisely. When you need to use that power to help build communities, not destroy communities. Because currently we have people who are using that power, but it's killing other people.
Yes.
So we got to change that around and say, okay, if I'm running this show, I want you to use your powers, but you need to know how that power is going to help change the community for better, not for worse.
Right.
And essentially, that would be my message to the community. As the all powerful leader, it's time for us to use our power collectively so that we can be all powerful.
There you go.
And we got the power to do it.
We do.
The power to do it. That's the crazy part about all of that. We got the power to do it.
but see, that's why you and the W Initiative exist, because it's helping people not only understand that they have the power, but giving them the skill sets to be able to harness that power.
That's correct.
And actually use it, not just be excited to use it, but actually use it.
That's correct.
Yes, sir. So let me read this from your website, because I love this. It says, early on, most people are told that they are only capable of doing one thing in their lives really well. This thinking and approach to human potential is limiting at best. It's time to start thinking differently. And that's what you were doing. There are a lot of people on Instagram and social media who call themselves influencers because they take a lot of pictures. But you, my brother, are a true... You're the true definition of what an influencer is, and I definitely it's a pleasure to and an honor to interview you, because you are definitely truly influencing the community, not just the children but the adults. My hat's off to you for that.
I definitely appreciate it, man. Thank you for your help. Thank you for allowing me to get on this platform and share my purpose, my power. And you also helped me share my plan. As the ruler, what you called it?
The all-powerful ruler. Yes, sir.
So, man, I appreciate the platform. Continue to do what you're doing, because, again, you never know who's going to hear the message and have a paradigm shift that day, that moment, and become an influencer themselves. So,
yes,
hats off to you. Keep the train moving, man. Keep the train moving.
I appreciate that. And real quick, can you tell the people, give them your website and where they can contact you on social media and be able to follow you and support you.
Okay. WInitiative.com is the website. It's also the social media page. So at the W Initiative on Instagram. Facebook is the same. For Facebook, you can also directly connect with me by putting in my full name, Francis Lee Moyse. If you visit my website, there are links so that you can quickly get to the social media components. I'm also on LinkedIn. I share a number of articles with the Tallahassee Family Magazine. So people can read the articles that I've written for them on my website, on my Instagram page, and my LinkedIn page. So it's not hard to find Mr. Moyse.
Yes, sir.
I try to make it very easy for people to connect so that we can continue to make a difference.
Yes, sir. Now, definitely, once again, definitely appreciate you giving your time. Everybody, y'all make sure y'all go out and support. And I'm not going to take up no more of your time, my brother.
I appreciate it. This was beautiful.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, and we definitely look forward to having you back on here in the future.
Yes, just let me know. I'll get a first class ticket.
Yes, sir. Oh, we got you a little cart. We got you a little section all carved out for you. So you
I love
good,
it.
Right? Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Have a good one. Now enjoy the week.
Yes, sir. You do the same.
All right. Oh, let me leave you with that. Be greater.
Yes, sir. Yes,
be greater, my brother. Be greater.
You be greater as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Francis Moyse and the W Initiative. Hey, man, y'all go ahead and put y'all hands together for my brother, man. That boy, see it. That boy, Yes, sir. All right. The W Initiative. Remember, go to the website, thewinitiative.com, and spell out initiative, initiative. If you ain't know how to spell it, now you know how to spell it. Thewinitiative.com. Make sure you hit him up on his website, go to all the social media, and check him out, Francis Lee Moyse. And you heard it. So make sure you check him out and support, because that's what we do. And he has a lot of great resources for the community. Oh, yeah. And Y'all support your homeboy. Support me as well. Support your homeboy. I just dropped my third book, On the Shoulders of Giants, Volume 3, South America, which is available on my website at www.ontheshoulders1.com or www.ontheshoulders.org. It's also available on Amazon in the Kindle format, so you can go get it. It's On the Shoulders of Giants, Volume 3, South America. Well, I'm giving you the stories of 12 unsung heroes from the various countries throughout South America who use their talents, their skills, their abilities, their knowledge, everything that they bring to the table to free people for liberation, to push their culture, to make sure that future generations know who they are and know where they come from and just fight oppression, fighting white supremacy. And these are names that we didn't learn about. I'm not going to say that they're forgotten people, because they aren't forgotten in South America, in those various countries. They're not forgotten. We just didn't learn about them. So I'm here to expose some stories. So if you want to learn about that, and I introduce you to the Juca people, a culture that is existing in South America, which actually is African culture that's existing in South America, the Juca people. So it's a good book. I understand it because it's my book, but it's my best work. So On the Shoulders of Giants, Volume 3, South America. Go get it. www.ontheshoulders1.com. Hey, man, shout out to Pat, my homeboy. He under the weather, but y'all show Pat some love. Hit your homeboy up. Remember, we're on Facebook at Freedom Train Network, Instagram, Freedom Train Network, Twitter at Freedom Train Net. You can holler at me personally on Instagram, The Real Joseph Ward, and on Twitter, at Joseph Ward, and on Facebook, Joseph Ward, and holler at me, because, you know, we get it in, and I keep it down, and we do what we do. Hey, y'all know how it goes, man. Two fingers in the ass is all high, look.